Hi, I'm Britton LaRue, and this is Moon to Moon. Moon to Moon is a space to consider, celebrate, and share the ways we come home to ourselves, anchor through change, and uncover our power. 1 month, one phase, one loving step at a time. Welcome back, Moon to Moon. It's been a week since I last recorded at the Dark Moon. So much has shifted. My goodness, do you feel this too? Wow. There's such a shift in the energy on the other side of the new moon. And being on the other side of an eclipse cycle. So I'm coming here today to really relate to Moon as a kind of microphone, as an opportunity to reach a lot of human beings and just talk to you from wherever you are in your life and tell you about what's been going on in my world, what I've been learning with Underdog to Diva, now that the workshop has happened and it's out moving through other people's bodies, and make sure that everyone here knows that I have a new container. It's a group mentorship container. It's currently called Underdog to Diva Group Mentorship. I don't have another name. It's like an offspring. It's a baby of the workshop. And there may be a day when it has a different title, but it feels like it's birthed out of all the energy around what I've been bringing in lately. And so this is what it is right now. I'll tell you more about the kind of funniness around the name in a minute. But today, Monday, for those of you who are listening straight out of the gates, I want to make sure you are aware that today is the last day to get a 15% discount on the group container. And it's also the last day to get a discount on my new one-on-one container, which is also a baby of Underdog to Diva. And I'm going to talk about those in more of like a moon to moon style, rambling way. And I mean, rambling in the most wondrous way possible, in a minute, but I just want to get that here at the front that today, Monday, Moon's Day, I believe it's the 13th, is the last day for these discounts. And then the group mentorship doors will close Sunday, the 19th, with the end of Taurus season. And then we begin May 23rd, and we meet every 2 to 3 weeks for 90 minutes. There's like different times and days, so I was trying to be able to accommodate lots of time zones there. These recorded meetups through November 7th will be the last one. There's 12 total. So it's going to be a 12 sign focus. It's going to be a zodiacal way of being with the larger framework. And then the one-on-one is just as long as I'm not at capacity, the door is open for you to initiate conversation and desire with that if it calls to you. So I'll talk more later about who everything is for, which is also a thing that I'm learning in real time. This whole thing is super emergent, and my guidance is just very like, just go, don't don't get burdened under the heaviness of like, what am I doing, you know? And kind of, I think for me, my genius works well when I just trust. And I just trust that the scaffolding, there's already so much scaffolding. And then it's just my brain can catch up to what that means over time. Like I'm already like, oh yeah, next time I do the workshop, it's gonna, I wanna make sure to bring this in or this in, you know? And it's just something that will be refined over time. And everyone who's constellating around it now is catching me when I'm very like Ace of Wands with it turning into Two of Wands, and I'm like directing it out into this world, and it's very, very high spark, you know? So it's also the last day to get the workshop at $95, and it's going to start to be $125 tomorrow, and I'm just going to have it there until I just have a feeling like it's time to take it down, because maybe I want to do it again, you know? And so I don't really know the timing on that, but that's my current plan. So I'm just letting you know. Yeah. So my goodness, a week ago when I recorded, you know, that was just such like a, such a little, such a, not a little, it was such a contraction. I really hadn't had a contraction like that in a while. So it was like, oh yes. Oh, remembering what this feels like, remembering what this feels like. And knowing that after an expansion would come, which it did quite rapidly, but oof, those days, you know, aren't they? They are, it's refreshing for me to remember it since it's been a while. I've been sitting in quite a six time of my life, you know. This is a reference to the workshop where we talk about the fives and the sixes and the tarot, and they're part of the framework that I elaborated on. But I feel like 2024 has been such a six, you know, for me, that getting, you know, getting into the a five was, it was a remembering, and it was important. So if you haven't listened to that, you'll know what I mean, if you go back and listen to the last episode. But yeah, that night then I did this really cool meditation with the plant Boneset. And you may know, if you heard my interview on the podcast, The Nature of Invisible Things with Aaron Kelly, that early at the turn of the Gregorian calendar, I had a reading with Aaron, who's an astrologer and a plant witch. And we talked a lot about what a big Saturn year it is for me, because I have Saturn going back and forth over my sun, and then now it's starting to be on my Mercury. Saturn, my dear friend, and I'm a Saturn human being. I was born on Saturday at Saturn's hour. I have a Capricorn moon, and my dad died on the retrograde of Saturn on my sun in 1994. So I had a little trepidation about what this transit was going to be like, since it was so life-changing in 1994. And, you know, it was at least 25 years of consequences you know? It was like, it wasn't until 2016-17 that I started to really confront the grief. And something I share in the workshop is that I'm Five of Cups is like, I would say, my primary five, like grief, the grief of that, the disappointment of it. And that I made a whole life for myself from inside the Five of Cups. And I found beauty and joy and love and wonderful things inside of a five. And I had this realization just like a month or so ago, really with great tenderness, that, like, you know, we think of the fives as like bad, quote unquote, but that's such a small perspective, you know? Like, we can create incredible beauty from anything, you know? And I don't look back at those 25 years. I guess it was more like 24. But I don't look back on them as like a waste, you know? I don't look back at them as all bad or ugly or like without anything redeeming. It's a beautiful life. My daughters came out of my body, you know, in those times. I wrote an absolutely incredible master's thesis on Ed Ruscha's 26 gasoline stations. That's a work of art. And had profound friendships, experiences, travels, fun. Yeah. So just because it was created from Five of Cups doesn't mean it sucked, you know? However, as I came to understand that it was time to hold myself and to experience the whole of myself, including loss and grief and the trauma of it all, and basically lift myself to a different perspective of reality, it meant some emergent no's, you know. It meant making some changes. Some things needed to get ended or updated for me to shift my circumstances and magnetize teachers and tools to support me, you know. So all this is to say that I'm like, Saturn, please be a little more gentle this time. And I knew this whole year was going to drop me into new spaces of that grief and new understandings of that grief, into new relationship with my dad as a spirit on the other side, and new relationships with the other side. And helping me also to kind of just continue to untangle from patterns or habits that were forged from Five of Cups that just aren't really necessary habits anymore. You know, they don't hold the intelligence that they had for me. And I may just still do them because it's a pattern, you know, and it doesn't have to be a shamey thing to unhook from some of these. It just means I'm continuing more and more to understand that I'm not there anymore, you know, as I hold my younger selves. And so Aaron shared that the Plant Bone Set wanted to work with me, and I've been very disciplined and devoted to meeting with Bone Set in a weekly way. And Bone Set is like this bonsai as a plant has come in, and when I meditate with them, I feel enwrapped. Is that a word? I feel like wrapped by my ancestors in like a, sometimes it feels like a cocoon, sometimes it feels like an egg, sometimes it just feels like it's blankets. And I get to kind of soothe myself inside of this enclosure. And then they take me places and they show me things. They meaning everything that Boneset's working with, like it feels like maternal lineage, like crone council. It feels like crows. It feels like the yew tree. It feels like great spider. It's felt like Lilith. Many different visitors have come to the Boneset space to affirm my work in the world and soothe the scared parts of me. And it's like I think Boneset is used for like when you feel rattled, actually, literally. And like it's like a wound cover to like soothe the system. And that's what it feels like energetically. From the first time I did the meditation Aaron gave me, and I didn't have a yes to do it for 2 whole months. It was right before my birthday. And I just knew that day, like, I'm doing the Boneset meditation today. I got in the bath, and I have never, ever had such a journeying, like, full journey, you know? It was unbelievable. So, all this is to say, Tim, taking us back, where were we? I'll tell you. I was going to tell you about how that night after I recorded the Dark Moon episode, it was the very dark then, the very dark of the moon, and I meditated with Boneset, and I had this cool experience of meeting these harpies who had really exciting things to talk to me about. And then I saw a whole past life thing that illuminated the undercurrents of truth between some of my really spiky realizations of the days right before. And I just felt extremely held, and everything just started to kind of like burn off, like the pain started to kind of burn away, and I got this beautiful night's sleep. And then the next day, last Tuesday, welcome to my mystical process. I had magician's table office hours. I've been doing this, a new thing this year. I do it every Tuesday. And it was like just one of these just fucking beautiful hours with other humans, as it's been every week. They're all very different. And then I got Aislinn Walton and I initiated another 6 months. You may have met Aislinn in a couple episodes ago. And we're starting it anew, and it just felt really incredible to be in this kind of rotating into shifting into the next 6 months, and like letting the last 6 months close. Last 6 months have held a lot for me, and reaffirm into my vision, like what is the big vision for me right now, and what am I dreaming? What am I desiring? What do I want, you know? And so that was really expansive feeling. And then, friends, I had my final mentorship with Mary Gracie, who's been on this podcast before. Mary Gracie is a multidimensional channeler and a psychic medium and overall incredible human being. And so we've been working on direct voice channeling. And I've always thought of myself as channeling, but this is a much more specific form of channeling whereby a guide or set of guides actually blends with you, and then they take over your voice box, and then they speak through you out your mouth. And so each week we've been getting, like, it's, you know, first it was for me, and then I channeled for Mary, and that was wild, because I had never done that for somebody else before. And then last Tuesday I channeled for someone that just, like, popped into the meeting, and I'd never met this person in my life. And it's just a wild experience. Like, I don't know what this person's chart looks like. My deck is not in this room, you know, like there's no other tools. And it's different than, like, I can do that. I've done this, like, more psychically, where I kind of just sense and see, or the person talks and I just kind of understand exactly what to say because I see it or hear it or feel it. But this is a whole other thing, because the skill set is, like, I have to sit back deeper, deeper, deeper into myself while I let this guide take over. And our spirits are blending. And so then once I knew that this guide was blended, I just began to speak, and, like, this shit's coming out of my mouth. I'm on a train or I'm jumping on a surfboard. Like, I'm saying it as it's there. I shared until I could tell it was complete. And then I got to hear about how deeply this resonated with the other person. Like, I was saying things that nobody else even knows about. And then it was just really wild, y'all, because what it illuminated is how much I had a lot of space for not really believing, like, for not really thinking it's true or possible that I could do that, you know? Because there it was, like, full evidence from the sitter that the things I was saying are exactly the things that are on her heart and in her life and in her room. Like, actually describing things that were off camera. It's just wild. And what Mary told me afterward, after the sitter had left, is that one of her most wildly evidential mediumship experiences she's ever had, or she was a medium for someone, was her first. And she thinks it's because our guides know that we're doing it, and they want us to get all the evidence we need so that we, like, really understand what's possible. So I've just really been sitting with how big this feels and scary, and, like, I don't know what to do. What does it mean? So Mary and I are going to continue, because I just really like having her in my life. And also, I'm not really sure yet. My hunch is that there is a council of beings that want me to teach astrology through them. Like, they want to be involved in my teaching astrology. And I think I've always known that there's been this council that's helping me talk astrology, speak astrology the way astrology moves through me. But I think what's going to happen is that it's going to become much more of a, like, formalized, or like a, and now I'm going to speak from my from my counsel. Here you go. But of course, I'm extremely self-conscious about that. And it's actually easier for me to think about sitting in front of someone that I've never met before than like sharing that with y'all or sharing it with students who already know me. Because like I feel like the performance anxiety feels a little more intense there. Look at Britton doing her channel. Oh my God, cute humans. So that all just happened the day after my big contraction. And it just is like I was now in a totally different reality plane, which is exactly how I see things, you know, as I on Monday was feeling very connected to my inner children and the past and my like deep wounds. And then on Tuesday, I was reconnected with my solar self and my expansive present time self. And this is like what Underdog to Diva is. You know? Underdog to Diva is not really about underdogs and divas. It's not. It's about the human self who has a past and has wounds and trauma and old stories and patterns, and the spirit self, the solar self, the divine self, who can like leap timelines, who can be a medium and a channel with like a galactic council. Like, just what an experience we're here for, we cute humans. So one of the things I'm going to be sharing in this episode is a 18-minute clip from the workshop where I share my presuppositions, as in the things that I hold to be true that make my framework possible. In this case, Underdog to Diva, but it really is for everything that I teach, because whatever, wherever I'm talking about marketplace or money, you can sub in the constructs of the reality plane that we can often feel trapped inside, and where we can forget that we are so magical and just out of this world capable of truly unbelievable things that are preposterous. Like that I just channeled this woman, like Mary said, she could see across my face because she's clairvoyant, this like old crone woman wearing a headdress. What? She could see that because I was blended with this guide when I was reading for the sitter. Oh my goodness. It's just wild. I mean, in this moment, there are parts of me that are like, that's not possible. You don't really believe that, do you? And then other parts of me that are like, of course I did. You see, this is Underdog to Diva too. It's holding all of our different parts. It's holding all of us at once as we do all these things in this world where we have a past self, we have human self, we have lineage. The body does keep the score, and also multidimensional channeling, and also, you know, clairvoyant, and also birth charts, you know, like there's just so much that can be true that we can hold at once, but we have to be able to hold paradox, and we have to be able to hold contradiction, and we have to be able to see beyond the shame lens, which says that everything is as simple as good or bad, you know, right or wrong. It's just, it's not that simple. It's very complex. Thank fucking God. It's so much more interesting when it's complex and contradictory. But it does mean we have to have skill in holding contradiction and holding paradox. And most humans today, we're not invited to hold that skill, you know? We come from generations that were of Cold War. They were of like East-West, this like binary of the world. And that's fine. And also, we're here to expand that, you know? Like, we're we have our own abilities to respond to the conditions in which we were born. And what might be helpful for that? Underdog to Diva is a framework to invite you into how you might want to play with that. Whether or not you resonate with the title or not, like for me, it's really like a personal title, because Underdog and Diva are archetypes that have been part of my journey. But you can sub in anything, you know? You could sub in any archetypal titles. The point is, we can hold it all. We can hold it all. We can be at all of it at once. But how do we want to respond in this moment to fill in the blank? What's on your heart? What's on your mind? What are you dreaming of? What are you desiring? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then Underdog to Diva was last Thursday. And I do want to share some of the testimonials before I get into those presuppositions. And then on the other side of that is when I'll tell you about these new containers. So here's some feedback that I've gotten from some of the folks that were there. Underdog to Diva framework is profoundly helpful to me as someone who's learning to live beyond the old trauma responses and maladaptive coping mechanisms in my personal life and in my business. Britton's unique insights have empowered and inspired me in integrating new, more expansive and aligned ways of being, and I'm so thrilled to be continuing this work in the Underdog to Diva group mentorship container. Thank you, H. I've just experienced the 3-hour workshop, and already Tetris is playing in the realms of mind, energy, and emotion. I feel tantalized and excited by what is ready to be witnessed. Thank you, Kara. A wellspring of resources. I found this offering from Britton to be so much more than a business class for mystical people. Truly inspiring. Thank you, N. It will take me days, if not weeks, to understand the scope of how this landed. But for now, what feels most true is that seeing you embodying what you're sharing and seeing how the framework is living in your own experience is inspiring AF. You are a living example that I can follow my creativity where it is leading me, even though it is scary. Thank you, B. This framework is showing me how my identification with the underdog is very much a limiting belief. And that is the diva. I can protect myself in the space of the marketplace reality by leaning into my shapeshifter nature. Thank you, S. Something in me unlocked and allowed me to hook into myself and trust my voice as a business owner. Real talk, I don't identify with either an underdog nor a diva. As a sacral generator, neither lit me up. But I followed my curiosity as I desire more from the marketplace that allows room for everyone to thrive in their own way. I was not disappointed. The workshop was full of useful tools I could take immediately to my business and brand. It reminded me I am the only one to give myself permission to exist in full force within the marketplace without self-abandonment. Powerful medicine is in this workshop and framework. Thank you. Samar Jade. And let's see, there was one more. Oh, here. Underdog to Diva is the field study for unshaming the signs. I felt the transmission anchor within an expanded consciousness, here for any spectrum of mystics to walk through and begin unpacking patterns entangled with these archetypes, cultivating space to express our own unique genius with fixed signs, tarot, and numbers as anchors. Once again, what a wild ride Britton has brought it through. Seatbelts optional. Thank you, SBP. Yay, yay, yay. Yeah, so, Yeah, what I'd like to do right now is share with you some of these presuppositions, because whether you decide to invest in the workshop, invest in any of these containers, I'm inviting you to see what this feels like. Just letting these presuppositions about life, meaning things that I hold to be true, that the Underdog to Diva framework holds to be true, let these kind of run through your system and see what happens. And whatever happens is your information, and that's exciting. So I'll see you on the other side of that. I want to be clear that I am not inviting you to agree with me, to hold these all to be true at the same level that I do. In fact, it's really valuable for you to notice, like, if you don't agree, or if you don't know that you can feel something is to be true. And this is not a problem. And it doesn't mean that Underdog to Diva can't serve you, that Underdog to Diva is actually like not a fit. But it helps you identify, like, if something isn't fully resonating, it may be because some of these presuppositions, like, are not something you're sure about. And that doesn't mean that maybe tomorrow you wouldn't even shift on it. It's just this is a way for you to kind of see what's in the weeds or underneath things and identify where you're like, yes, yes, yes. And where you're like, I don't know. I just don't know about that yet. You can put a yet on it because that allows you the space to shift. Inviting you, if you're like, I really want to believe that's true, or I really want to hold that to be true, but I just don't know that I do. Something that could be fun, that's very like woof woof want to play, is to just like, what would it be like to play like I hold that to be true? Or like, what would it be like to experiment like I hold that to be true? Or like, what if for the next 2 hours, I'm going to hold that to be true and just see what it feels like, you know? I truly value skeptics in myself and in other people. And so it's like, if there's a skeptical part, that part needs to be honored. And also they can come like play a little, you know, you can be like, you can set up some play space. Like, what's the enclosure need to look like? Like, what would give your skeptic some room to, you know, be willing to try it on. And then when can they go back to just owning their power, you know? And these are some of the techniques that will also be very helpful in kind of disrupting some deeply like entrenched beliefs that you may desire at some level, maybe at a diva level, to disrupt. So you could bring playfulness and experimentation or even irony. Like, you can ironically play at having these presuppositions and see what happens. All right. So one is that we are multidimensional beings and multiple realities exist at once. Multidimensional. You know, we're part of, to me, being multidimensional is that we can never be fully known all at once. Like, it's not a containable thing. And so we're always like glimpsing at parts of ourselves, you know, in our totality. But even then, it's like, whoa, I just got a whoosh and I'm so much bigger than I thought.
it can like slip away, you know? And so I think this is part of the nature of it. It's like understanding like everything is so much more multi than we can even fathom. And reality is more multi than we can fathom, holding to be true. That we are capable of simultaneously operating on different planes of reality. That from a magical perspective, you can dance between different planes of reality. And that this can be a real place, playful experience. And it can be very real and something you can validate. Even if there are not a lot of people around you who will validate that. I find it to be true in Underdog to Diva that a way to conceive of some of these planes is like human level, spirit level. So, where you can be like, at a spirit level, I really see, I see this from like a big sky perspective, like big sky perspective, spirit level. I'm able to recognize that, the way this person is treating me is because of these larger forces that are at play and because of the pain of this or that. And you're able to really see the whole thing. But at a human level, it didn't feel good the way they treated you. And you're also having a human experience, and your body is having feelings, and your body is having contractions, or your body is having expansions. And we are capable of having human level and spirit level expressions and perspectives. And being able to toggle is something very helpful because it allows you to, again, go into like multi perspectives, which gives you more spaciousness and expansiveness in terms of your choices. That we chose to embody here as humans because we wanted to have a human experience. This is also something that Underdog to Diva holds to be true, that there's something about the human experience that we came to have. I hold it to be true that we were like, I would like to go there, this funny place called Earth, and be in body. And so from this perspective, it's like, it's not just the like, well, I guess this is just what I signed up for as much as it is like also just like a like the fact of that has been hard for me to totally get into. But then I feel like I've actually felt more liberated the more I just see that I came here to have a human experience. And that also means honoring what comes up in my human body. And that'll be part of Underdog to Diva. So from these different presuppositions, I want to like gather together skill sets, but like y'all can too. And I'm welcoming you to feel into like the kind of skill sets that you can imagine for yourself or feel for yourself as you hold these to be true, these presuppositions. Something I would offer here is that when you can see anything at a human level and a spirit level, you have more choice in how to respond and engage. And so it feels to me like the goal is to be able to hold both, not to like privilege one or the other, or be like, well, because I can go to the spirit level, I'm just going to go there all the time. The idea is to hold both. We all, they hold to be true that we all have sacred gifts to share on the planet while we're embodied here. Yeah, we came here with gifts to share. And that your gifts are your unique genius or part of your unique genius. And that your unique genius is here to support the planet and all beings on and around it. When you fully accept that you have a unique genius and that the gifts that pour from your genius are important and meant to be shared. You can get down to the business of participating. Participating in what? Participating in sharing your gifts. under Dr. Deva holds to be true that we are all connected as one being earth body. And that we contribute love to the collective body to the degree that we feel self-love from the truth of our divinity. So the self-love contributes to the collective body. When you understand that the amount of love that you have for yourself is what you're bringing to the collective body, then you will take loving yourself pretty fucking seriously. Under Dr. Deva holds to be true that most humans have forgotten. Most humans have forgotten how to access their divinity and connect to the divine love all around them. That the deep grief of this forgetting is the source of all violence, extraction, and oppression in the world. That the underdog inside is a part of us that has forgotten, and they deserve our compassion. When you understand that we're all divine and that forgetting this is the source of harm and violence on our planet, then you see the business of remembering your divinity as pretty fucking important. Under Dr. Deva holds to be true that in the forgetting, we developed a way of seeing the world through the good, bad binary and the shame lens. That shame requires policing for enforcement, both literal police, social police, and internalized police. That policing and shame are pervasive. They're on the left, just as on the right, in social justice circles, as in churches. Fill it in, fill it in, fill it in. So when you understand that there's policing happening everywhere, then you realize that your affiliations will not keep you safe, quote unquote, from the threat of being called out as a bad person. And you can begin to build up new ways of resourcing yourself with love and affirmation. That shame, what under Dr. Deva holds to be true, that shame and its policing, polarizing, scarcity-based dynamics have deeply impacted and confused our relationship to exchange, reciprocity in the marketplace. That money conversations bring up some of the deepest wounds, both real and imagined, that any of us have. That no one is exempt from this shame. Having money does not ease the shame or the grief of forgetting your innate divinity. When you understand that your relationship to the marketplace reality is full of distortions and illusions, the goal shifts from trying to make yourself fit into its templates towards building a pathway that feels like you. What under Dr. Deva holds to be true, that repair is possible through practices of remembering. And remembering means honoring ourselves as divine beings among divine beings That remembering will insist that we confront our contradictions, multitudes, and paradoxes, and welcome home those parts of ourselves we've shared as inconsistent with goodness. That the diva part of us remembers, but that doesn't make diva better than underdog. The diva honors the underdog because they're all aspects of our wholeness. When you remember your divinity is always accessible, even in the most intense moments of humaning, you become a person who is willing to walk into contractions. This one gets its own slide. Underdog to Diva holds to be true that astrology is a language for unshaming. When you understand astrology as a language for unshaming, you're able to speak to yourself and other humans with more love and compassion, and bring yourself and others the generosity to be complex, paradoxical, and imperfect in their gifts and vulnerabilities. Underdog to Diva holds to be true that we can participate in the marketplace reality with our gifts and navigate contracting with other humans where money is involved, while remembering to return to our divinity whenever we feel confused by the shame lens. That this is a process of imperfection, not a destination, and there's never a right way or a wrong way. When you remember you're a divine being trying to navigate this weird and beautiful human experience, you also remember that most of the humans around you have forgotten and are in pain. With compassion, you do not have to agree with or accept other people's opinions, feelings, and suggestions as your responsibilities. Underdog to Diva holds to be true that for each of us, this process is our own responsibility, because no one can do it for us, and no one of us can do it for anyone else. That the biggest fear in this process is not that you won't be able to access your divinity, but that your loved ones and community will not follow you where you know your soul is taking you. Underdog to Diva is an invitation into self-responsibility, which will naturally include the responsibility to honor your very real grief.
So how was that for you? How did it land? How did it feel inside? Did anything open, crack, shift, contract, expand? If you want more, you know where to find it. I'll have the links for the workshop and also for the coaching containers in the show notes. So let me tell you a little bit more about those. And I also just want to name, really to complete my personal storytelling with the expansion that came on the other side of the contraction of the dark moon. I also realized that I had come to a place in the last week or so where I was reminded of my deepest fear right now, which is probably the thought of losing Matt, my boyfriend. When I go into that fear, it is horrible. Like, it is a terrible, terrible feeling. And I want to manage it, you know, like I want to control it. I want to have evidence that everything's going to be okay and we're going to live together forever and never, ever be separated. I just feel that part of me that like wants the guarantees, you know, like where's the guarantees? Where's the guarantee that I'm going to be okay in the face of this? And there is no fear with my business, with money. There's no fear that's ever as intense as this one. Because Matt is like the dream of dreams, the dream I never dared to dream. He's so impossible. And yet here he is. And I've learned so much about working with fear from being in this relationship, because it's collapsed before under these fears. And what I've learned is that the only way that this works, the only way that this can work, and he knows this too from his side, is to completely surrender to trust. Just give up managing, give up overthinking, give up trying to get guarantees, give up like circling around, like, is the evidence here that I'm going to be okay? Just surrender to total trust. It's the only way. And the level of surrender that I have learned to have at the total precipice of terror in this relationship is like the training wheels, like, or it has created the conditions for me to walk into like very high pressure promos, you know, like very high pressure business things where I'm putting myself on the line, you know, and I, you know, there's like a risk. There's a risk. You know, everything is connected. Everything is connected in our lives. The personal is connected to the professional. We are, the whole point of this Underdog to Diva is about wholeness and not compartmentalizing and think that there's actually a difference. It's all connected. My parenting is absolutely connected to the things that I learned as a teacher. You know, like everything is connected. And holding the terror of my heart being in the hands of someone that I adore and love being with, and who just like is everything my little girl self ever dreamed of and so much more. It is how I practice holding fear and risk in everything that I do, you know? I couldn't do one and then not do it in the other part of my life, you know? So I do want to say that. It's like Underdog to Diva is a holistic project. It's a decompartmentalization project, which is what Unshaming the Signs is, because it's inviting you to be all 12 signs and hold all of them in yourself with compassion and with love. Having the audacity to be the one that gives yourself permission to do that. Because audacity is the energy that's needed here. Because we're going against all guarantees and we're up against impossibilities. We're up against lack of evidence, lack of what is known, what has been previously validated, lack of assurances that you're quote unquote safe. You know, this is why we have to have audacity. So the group container and the one-on-one container for Underdog to Diva are ultimately about rooting into audacity. They're about cultivating the audacity to love all of yourself, to bring all of them to all parts of your life, including participating in your devotions and your art in this world, letting yourself be seen doing it and exchanging money for it. High risk, high risk. I was just reading how the word entrepreneur is rooted in, like the root pieces are like to swim out to grasp, to swim out to grasp, to undertake risk is like, in all the definitions of entrepreneur, you see this word risk. Because when you're the entrepreneur, you're taking the risk. You're absorbing it rather than like the company, you know? So to be an entrepreneur is to be a person who takes on risk. What do we need to take risk? We need to be connected to our audacity. We need to be connected to self-trust. We need to be connected to this part of us that trusts in forces seen and unseen that are guiding us and supporting us that we can't fully understand. So we just have to take a leap and we just have to trust. You know, you just have to surrender to trust. And that's what I'm interested in doing. It's fucking exciting for me to work with people who are up for this. This doesn't mean that you're not afraid. Hell no. That's how it, you know, it means being able to hold the fear. To hold the fear and take it with you. Just take it with you. We're going together. I can't do it for you, but I'm cheering you on. And I'm here to support you. I'm here to mirror you back. I'm here to make suggestions for subtle shifts that might be supportive to you. I'm here to say, this is what I learned when I was going through that. And to create an environment in the group container, at least, where there's community around that. And there's more people who can reflect you back to you and who are also interested in this holistic approach where you don't have to like pretend that you're not afraid. You don't have to pretend you're an expert. You don't have to match each other. I'm very anti-match, you know? I'm interested in bringing in people from very different walks of life who have all different gifts and interests. Both this and the one-on-one, you know, unlike the magician's table, you don't even have to identify as like having a magical career. It's going to be unabashedly mystical to work with me because I'm a mystic. And you just heard those presuppositions. So, you know, you could be in any field taking on risk in your boldness, in your audacity, and holding it even as fear is there. Fear is present. Even as your inner children are thrashing and like, your manager is telling you to get out of this. Like, you gotta quit now. It's about expanding the capacity to hold what you're afraid of. Your goldenness, your visibility. Holding more money. Holding more responsibility. Holding more of people are looking at me to have answers. What does that feel like? There's more possibility of being critiqued, attacked, judged. Holding more just awareness of your own desires, which may frighten you. And being able to unshame everything that's present and hold it all as part of your contradictory, paradoxical nature. So these containers will have a lot that feel like, you know, quote unquote, business advice. Because, like, strategy matters, you know? Strategy is intelligent. Strategy is, helps you feel connected to that, like, I'm seeing the eagle, you know, the Scorpio, this kind of scorpionic capacity to get the eagle view and then to know exactly what to do next. But it doesn't have to be because you're following a hard template that somebody said is smart for business. It's more coming from your own place of self-trust that the strategic move would be this or that. Who's in charge? You're in charge. That's why you're the entrepreneur, you know? So there will be business strategy, and I will be happy to answer any questions around navigating strategy. I have lots of thoughts on strategy. I'm very trial and error. I'm a 3-5 in human design. So my 3 line, that's all like getting embodied evidence, like being willing to make mistakes, including public mistakes, to just get the info. Like, what's the info? I'll just go ahead and pummel myself into this situation so I can get the evidence. Like, that's me. I shirk what teachers suggest, you know? I have Sag in the 9th house. Like, I hold all suggestions over there because I'm like, oh yeah, well, let me just see for myself. And so I'm not interested in telling people what to do. I'm interested in like telling you what I've learned, but also inviting you to have the same bravado, you know? So the group container is going to be starting May 23rd, real soon. We're just light on our feet over here. You know, I'm just getting this off the ground. So inviting everyone to come in who's called. What I can see from those who are already in is an extraordinary level of wisdom with people coming from very different places in their lives. And very different places with their devotional business. Like some people who already are like deep in it. Some people who it's like a vision, but it's not fully on the ground. The truth is, I think everyone's coming into this because they're meant to meet each other. I think that this is a huge trust space, and so people are just coming in because they have a yes, and it's scary. There's like almost like a trembling quality to these yeses of like, I know I'm supposed to be doing this and I don't even fully understand it. And so that's part of how I know this is going to be really expansive for you if you're one of those people. Like I can't guarantee who you're going to be in 6 months. But I can tell you that if you have a trembling yes, it's going to be a real game changer, because not only are you going to be hanging out with me, you're really coming to meet these other humans. So I'm going to share with you a testimony from someone who has joined, a very, very wise human being. When I asked her about her choice, she said, you know, she hadn't even watched the workshop yet, that she didn't really resonate with the title, Underdog to Diva. But this is what she says: what is drawing me to the group container is your ability as a mentor to attract people that I want to surround myself with and learn from, who are inviting all of themselves into the container. It doesn't mean they are whole or ever will be, but that they are arriving with everyone they know of, everyone meaning of themselves, and open to discovering the parts they don't know. In past workshop retreats, containers, etc., I often find the teacher invites, unconsciously probably, which is fine, parts of the person to join. often only the wounded parts, or the parts fixated on singular aspects of what is being presented, or so these other parts have not been welcomed into the space, and they can't be there to support the many self journey in real time. I need mirrors in my life, and being in containers like this provide mirrors in return to all of my parts, and especially the ones I don't know are there, and maybe I can't fully see because of the wounds, protective mechanisms, you name it, are hiding them in plain sight. Yes to transformational knowledge, mirrored learning, and adventure. Thank you so much, RB. That phrasing, the many self journey, just really lights me up as I'm understanding and hearing so much feedback from people lately about what that, about how that is what unshaming the signs is it's like inviting the many selves, the many self journey. It's so good. Oh my goodness. So yeah, we're going to have 12 meetups, 90 minutes each. Through the framework of the 12 signs, talking to the different parts of you. The 90 minutes is going to be around 30 minutes of just transmissional training from me, which I can't presume to know today because I'm going to be doing it with my channel. And then an hour of what we can call quote unquote hot seat coaching, where you can share what's going up for you, coming up for you in your business or in your process. And then I can respond and your peers can respond in the comments, the chat. Not everyone is always going to have something they want to bring, but it'll just feel really nice to listen. But then there will also be like a Slack space if you enjoy being able to continue networking with the community, sharing resources, getting to know each other. That's totally optional. And then in the off weeks, I'm going to have recorded Q&As. So you can send me a cue like this thing came up with the client. How have you handled things like this or whatever? If you have promo questions, launch questions, creativity questions, client questions, space holding questions, money questions, photography questions, like whatever. I'll be doing recorded Q&As in the off weeks so that you can continue to resource me live with things that actually are coming up for you. So that's the group container. We will begin May 23rd, doors close May 19th, and today, Monday the 13th, is the last day for 15% off. There had been a 30% off that has already expired, and that was truly just a gift for people who were in the workshop, live, and like knew already, which was quite a few people. So I'm glad I did it, but it was really a gift for people who came to the workshop. All right, so then that leads me to the one-on-one opportunity. I'm really excited about the one-on-one. It's not going to be very many people because the one-on-one is really for that bold, visionary entrepreneur that is truly established in their work in the world. Like you are someone who has consistent revenue every month. You are working with a vision. You're working with your guidance. You have a community that's cheerleading you. You have all kinds of projects that are going on. You're super confident in your creative genius, basically. And you're confident in your ability to reach people. And you know that you're on to some really powerful things here. And you sense yourself being at like a threshold of bigger growth that's maybe frightening for you. That is like, it may just be that you're in this phase where the level of leadership that you're now experiencing is a little isolating. Do you know what I mean by that? You'll know what I mean by that if you're in that place. And so, like, really, the person I'm wanting to work with one-on-one is someone who sees me kind of like a peer, you know, like maybe you respect me a lot. You admire the way I run things, like you really resonate with my voice, and you're impressed with me, but you see me as a peer, not as someone that you like, quote unquote, look up to, you know? And really just, you don't even like, quote unquote, need me for this next phase of your growth. You just want to have me with you because it's just going to feel really nice to have like a leader to leader partnership. To give, it's like giving yourself this support and this companionship while you're taking on big leaps and going into new stretches with your capacity to hold like more attention, more money, more eyes on you, more opening to critique than maybe you've ever known before. And this is the kind of investment where, as scary as it might be to hand the money to me, you know perfectly well that you are going to like more than double, you're going to exponentially get it back between money, self-confidence, pleasure, joy, creativity, inspiration. In all the ways, it's all going to flow right back to you, like pretty much immediately. And you're at a place in your career where you truly can trust that, even if it's scary. And so, if you're interested in the one-on-one, today's the last day that I'm offering this 20% off deal. But it's just going to be one of those things where now and then I'll probably remind people that it's there. And if you just get that hit that this is something that you want, maybe it's not today, maybe it's in 6 months, maybe it's in 2 years. The invitation is to reach out to me. DM is good because we could switch back and forth between text and voice. And I can just tell you about it, and we can feel out whether this is like a match for your goals. I want to do a 1 month. That's really for people who are going into like a hot month. Like maybe you're going into like the biggest launch of your career so far, or something like that, where you want me there the whole way through that month. We'll have weekly calls and Monday through Friday voice conversations in Voxer, which is like WhatsApp. And I'm just going to be with you, supporting you and holding all that pressure, so that you're easily going to make back your investment in me and way more, because you feel like such a power boost and like a sun boost, like a light boost from our companionship through it. Then the 6th month is for like a deeper rooting into this whole new chapter in your career where you're just taking on so much more expansion. And like, it's like you're wanting to like really take this into like the root level, like you're taking the roots down deep. And that's every other week calls, 1 hour calls daily, Monday through Friday, voice messaging. If you do the 6 month, you'll also have access to moon, seeding the year, and unshaming the signs teachings, so that you can like dive into all of that stuff and feel really boosted by everything that I have there, which is all about supporting your relationship to your inner voice, growing compassion, working with past, present, future. Those are just like my foundational teachings. So I would want you to have them so I can point to those things in our 6 months together. So I'm feeling myself coming to completion. I think that's everything that I was gonna say. if you were someone who is experiencing underdog to diva moving through you, if you're having ahas and awakenings from the teachings, I would really love to hear about it. It's not an obligation to then be someone who's quoted. Like, if you don't want me to share, that's I will not share. But I just really love experiencing it. It's pretty cool seeing in people's, I'm feeling in like people's posts and people's businesses, like the reverberations, and it's pretty awesome. It feels like love to me. Thank you for being part of it. Thank you for being part of Moon to Moon. If you've never written a review or given a rating to Moon to Moon, please do it today. It's so helpful at helping possible Moon to Moon listeners decide to say yes to listening. So I thank you for your help, since everything that I do here just comes from my heart. And this is like a, that's a beautiful way to quote unquote gift me back. So, all right, until the next one, take care and lots and lots and lots of love.